lot.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour number 3 of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are in the midst of, and actually about to wrap up, probably the longest interview Free Talk Live has ever done.
I think so.
It is Barry Cooper, and the last time we had Barry on the show, the phones blew up. People had a lot to say, a lot to ask, and the same thing happened tonight. Barry Cooper, are you with us?
I am, yes, sir.
Barry, really thank you for hanging on so long here. It was originally going to be an hour. We went to 2 hours, and there was just still some more stuff we needed to squeeze in, so we figured we'd keep you here through this first segment. You've got somewhere to be. You've got places to go. We're going to take one more call, but you wanted to get a few things out there before we continue. So, Barry Cooper, just a quick intro for people just tuning in here. You are a former narcotics officer. You saw the light about the war on drugs. You're now on the side of good. You're working to help end the war on drugs, help minimize the damage in the meantime. You've created Never Get Busted, Never Get Raided, and now you are working on Cop Busters. CopBusters.com with a K. People can go and take a look at the preview video, the trailer, for your upcoming episode 1 of Cop Busters about freeing Yolanda. You're basically doing reverse stings on the police. It's a brilliant project. People should definitely go and check it out. Go ahead with your thoughts, Barry.
Okay, I just wanted to remind the listeners to catch us on the Rick Sanchez show this coming Tuesday on CNN, and then Wednesday the Alex Jones show for an hour in the early afternoon. And any of the listeners that really care about this drug war and about justice, please go to the Odessa American Newspapers website, OAO.com. And they've written 3 stories about this cop buster project, and they've got a record number of posts underneath, and there's this strange intertangled relationship, as I said earlier, between the police, cop busters, mainstream, and the internet. The police are trying to get internet information. The newspaper won't release it. They're debating on whether I broke any laws, and they're trying to put me in jail, and citizens are coming to there in my defense, and I need you to come in my defense. I need the help of the American people. The polls right now on that website, there's 3 different polls I ask you to go vote on. We're ahead by about 80% on most of the polls, which is good. But we need to continue making a showing on the internet. It's the new FM station and mainstream media such as newspapers and cable is turning into the AM. So please go to that website. And if you ever want to help cop busters, now is the time.
The website, again, was the Odessa American. It's a newspaper down in Odessa, Texas, which is where the first episode of Cop Busters was filmed. OAOA.com is their site. But how about this, Barry, for a better idea, just a suggestion. Let's have people go over to your website at NeverGetBusted.com. I believe there is a way there for them to get on your Barry's Buds newsletter list, right?
Yes, please do that. Go to NeverGetBusted.com, sign up at the bottom, and I send a newsletter out every couple of weeks or so to keep everybody abreast on what's going on with our latest.
I mean, we always talk about you here on the show. Whenever there's something going on, we talk about Barry and what you're doing, but for people to get it from you straight, they should go to NeverGetBusted.com and get signed up for the Barry's Buds newsletter. It's a great newsletter, and it's always nice hearing from you, Barry, and we really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. Let's take that call. Let's talk to Ken, who's been waiting very patiently in California. You're on with Barry Cooper.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, you know, perfect timing. I'm the last call for Barry. Hi, Barry. Love you, man. You just recently did an interview with us. I don't want to push my show, but I just received your DVDs today. I'm going to watch them.
Oh, hey, I know. I remember you. Yeah, the 96 something on the internet. Thanks for all your help.
It's a 94 X. Matter of fact, I play these guys right now. They're on my thing right now. That's how I found out you're on here. Love what Free Talk's doing. Hey, Barry, if you get out here, I got another guy who is on another affiliate they're on, KCAA, out here. He is the only on-the-air marijuana show that I know of.
I'll be on the West Coast in a couple of weeks pitching Cop Busters, and there's an agency that wants to sign us about a movie deal about all this, which if we hit that jackpot, we're going to take that money and pour it right into our prison systems with another effort that we'll have going on later. But hey, good hearing from you.
Thank you, Ken, for the call.
No problem. Yes. I love you guys. I love all you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
and Barry,
Ken.
I've been in contact with your daughter, and please tell her when you're coming out here. We'll get the video camera out and come visit you.
Very nice.
Really appreciate it. All right, Barry, before we let you go, I know you got to go and do a preview. Was it a preview of Never Get Rated tonight in Austin?
No, they're previewing they're screening Traffic Stops. They can't screen Never Get Rated in Austin because it's entered in the South by Southwest Film Festival this year.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, well, that sounds like fun. So real quick, before you go, Copbusters Episode 1 is busting the corrupt cops down in Odessa, Texas. That's coming out, what, around summertime on DVD?
That comes out July 2008, about 6 months.
2009, the July 2009.
Yeah, that's right, 2009. That's
and people
right.
can go to copbusters.com. They'll see the preview there. That's Copbusters with a K. You can watch the preview video, and you can get signed up, I guess, to grab the DVD when it comes out. But what's next, Barry? I know you're shopping this around. You're trying to get on a network television deal, like with a reality show. Whatever. I don't know what networks you're looking at. I don't know, we obviously don't need to get into that, but you're already talking about episode two. You're in the midst of planning that. What can you reveal to our nationwide audience tonight about what that might be?
Episode two, the actual bust, will take place before we get finished with editing and producing episode one. So we're springing right back. We've got our detectives out now. We do have an agency targeted. And like I said, within 6 months, we'll have them busted, hopefully. And that's where we're at. That's all I can say about that operation.
All right. No hints as to the setup or how you're going to get them this time, huh?
You know, I'm an open book, but not when it comes to that.
We've had to use
a lot of misdirection to catch these cops.
That's true. Well, you're going to have to promise to come back and tell us about it as soon as it happens. How about that? That way we can really pump it up and send some more people over to your website.
Hey, you got it, Ian. Anytime for you guys.
Barry, thank you. I'll shoot you an email here later tonight, give you a link to the archive, and you can do what you want with it, as always.
Okay, brother Ian, we appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. I'm going to hit that screening, and if everybody would go to Odessa American website for us, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry. Have a good night. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you again.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
1-800-259-9231. That was Barry Cooper, his new effort, Copbusters with a K, copbusters.com. What an amazing guy.
I think it's an exciting thing that he's doing there. I'm very excited at where Copbusters could go. And, you know, my thought process on it is I cringe a little when he calls every cop that enforces any drug laws in the United States corrupt. I can say that they're enforcing corrupt laws. I'm not willing to go quite that far, but if he's busting cops that are, you know, using fake, or excuse me, you know, search warrants that they have gotten through means that are less than legal, well, then that's good as far as I'm concerned. And if these cops aren't doing anything wrong, they've got nothing to worry about,
there
right?
There you go. You got nothing to hide, right?
Well, you know, that's what they say about all the sting operations out there. Look, the fact is, police should be welcoming cop busters into their town, and
right.
good cops should be helping them, because that way you can rid your force of corrupt cops.
That's a good point. A lot of times,
are you saying corrupt cops don't exist?
A lot of times when we talk to cops who are supposedly the good guys, they'll tell you they're scared to do anything about the corrupt cops in their ranks, because, well, they rise through the ranks, and it's the administrators, and they're going to get punished if they go after the corruption, and so they're just they're afraid to do anything. So helping out Barry would certainly be a way to bust some corrupt cops without having to put your own neck on the line. Let Barry do it for you. So we'll continue here with your calls about anything, and we go to WFLA listener Kevin is on the line. Hello, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Yes,
you're
I'm here.
On the air. What's on your mind?
Well, this is about the economy. I thought you guys might be interested in
sure.
inside information about it.
Inside information.
That won't get me in trouble.
All right.
I own a national sales recruiting and training company called TK Worldwide. We recruit and train salespeople for dealerships around the country.
Car dealerships?
I have about I'm sorry, what?
Car dealerships?
Yeah, we recruit and train for the automotive industry, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the automotive industry is a big, major economic indicator. The only problem is we have to wait until the end of it to get any of the information, so nobody really knows how everybody did, but I do. So that's
what I
called to tell
you. And you're going to reveal it here in moments. Hang on, we'll come back with more of Kevin. in Florida, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Show back into its normal mode where you call about anything. We'll put you on the air. No guest at this point. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential and is guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over to PrivacyHarbor.com today and get yourself a free account. PrivacyHarbor.com.
We go back to Kevin listening in Florida to WFLA. Kevin, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you say, you told us that you work in the automotive industry with sales recruiting company, and you've got some sort of inside scoop as to how some of the companies are doing. Is that what you're hinting at?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Actually, I own the company, and okay. We have about 1,000 dealer clients around the country in every major market in every state.
All right. What do you have to share with us? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to tell you that the automotive industry, as you know, is a very major economic indicator. So we have to wait for the results to come out before we really know what's going on. But because there's a fairly high turnover rate in the industry, it's very sensitive. And when people are selling cars, when dealers are selling cars, they need salespeople. They need them right away.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stop selling cars, they don't hire at all. So in September, it was like we hit a brick wall with the economy, and dealers pretty much stopped recruiting. But I spent the last 2 weeks talking to almost 1,000 dealer clients. I spoke to most of them personally, aside from the people we have in our company that talk to them. So I've been a busy guy over the last 2 weeks trying to get the year, mm-hmm. and the feedback has been fantastic. We're very heavily booked for the week of January recruiting. And this is important. They've had a very big December. Now, a lot of dealers were anticipating going out of business in December. And I think some of the speculation that you'll see when you look at National Automotive Dealers Association or you look at Automotive News Magazine is that there were roughly 1,100 dealers that were probably going to go out of business. And I just wanted to point out to you that we had a very, very good December. What that means is a lot of customers went out regardless of the credit crunch, regardless of the economy, regardless of the consumer fear, went out and bought new cars.
Oh, that's good to know. They got the money to spend on it, and they're doing it. That's very interesting. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Yeah, it absolutely is interesting, and it's a total true indicator that you're going to find out about in a month or so when all the reports come out. I'm sure you probably won't hear about it in the doom and gloom news, but I've got a chance to share with you that we're looking for a very, very big quarter, first quarter in January, January, February, March. So I anticipate that based on the results that I get, and again, the only reason I'm calling you and telling you this is because I've got my finger on the pulse of the automotive industry, and I know what's going on out there in every major market.
Okay.
And, yeah, we have our little microcosmic depressions and things that are happening up in Michigan. And in California, we've got some pretty big issues. But pretty much all over the country, everything is starting to really, really pick up. There's a tremendous amount of momentum for 2009.
Good to know. Well, Kevin, we'll take your word for it. We appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We'll see, I guess, if the truth will bear out, if he's accurate or not. Time will tell.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Joe, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk with Barry earlier, but I got a little something else on my mind. I don't know how many people out there realize that the Federal Reserve in our country is not necessarily a federally mandated bank, and it's a private monopolized bank cartel, if you want to put it that way, that prints money at will and is basically a legal counterfeiter in our country, and it has no government oversight. It does not have any audits, and it is not taxed. People have a right to know this, and it's under the guise of this word federal, and most people think it's a federally mandated bank, and it's not whatsoever.
You know, I think I don't know what most people think. I don't have a lot of faith in the American people or any people, quite honestly, when it comes to money, because there's really not too much value backed currency in the world. I was talking to some gal behind the counter at a convenience store a couple of days ago, talking to her about currency being worth something and silver certificates and stuff like that, and she wasn't sure what the money was backed by these days. Well, that's because it's not backed by anything. But you'd think that people would know that the money wasn't backed by anything. Often they'll say, it's by the confidence of the American people. But, you know, no,
exactly.
Not exactly.
Exactly.
I suppose.
What's funny, what I like to put across to a lot of people is, you know, if you read the top line on your bills, is exactly what it says and what it states there. It is a Federal Reserve note.
Yep.
And what is a note? Most people do not even realize what a note is. It's just like your car note or just like, yep, your home note. It's a note that every one of us owe to the Federal Reserve. We are all serfs to the Federal Reserve.
It's our
money, basically, that they're loaning to the government to spend at will.
It's the government. The government owns you. The government owns your labor, and they rent that. You know, they get the Federal Reserve notes in lieu of a promise to pay your money in the form of your labor to the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's the long and the short of it. Once the income tax came into play, the federal government owned your future labor. There's no other way to describe it.
But you didn't consent to any of this. I mean, you weren't a party to this.
You don't have to. Look, slaves don't consent to the master.
It's
never been that way.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. It's a big sham if you think it's otherwise.
Yeah, a good statement is that any man that can be taxed on 1% of his labor can be taxed on 100% of his,
yep,
labor, which indeed makes you a slave.
Well, even if that were so, like, think about slaves in the chattel slavery, the black slavery in the South. Think about that for a second. There's no way that those slave owners got 100% return on their slaves. They had to feed them, they had to house them, they had to do all kinds of things for their slaves. So there wasn't 100% return.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the percentage return was. 50%, 75% return on the slaves. They say that it took 10 years to pay off the purchase price of a slave. And now the government gets your money without having to feed you or clothe you or do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You might be more of a slave. Now, granted, slaves can't leave. People in the United States can.
What I'd like to put in front of you, though, is, you know, you keep mentioning government. But you have to kind of step away from that word for a minute, because, you see, the government is not who owns the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is owned by a private monopolized cartel of British nobility. If you do the research, you'll find out that Kun Loeb and Company, Morgan Stanley, a lot of these big names, the Rockefellers,
That's all true. From what I can tell, that's all true. But it wouldn't really matter even if that weren't true. Even if the federal government did own the Federal Reserve, it would still be as morally bankrupt. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And the interesting thing is, he said the Federal Reserve doesn't pay taxes. That's true. The Federal Reserve and its fiat money system is a tax. Every time they print money out, every time they increase the money supply, they're taxing you.
He takes the money it takes the value away from the money that you have in the bank.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. 231 more coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls. We go to Chris, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing super. This is, I believe, Chris Lawless, the organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We were talking earlier tonight about the event, of course, promoting the fact that, actually, I don't think we mentioned that we are going to be broadcasting live from it at this particular time, but it's going to be an amazing liberty-oriented event with all kinds of great speakers and hundreds of liberty people hanging around, socializing, networking, having a little after-hours partying, maybe even all-day partying. I don't know what all goes on there. There's a lot of people and a lot to do. Vendors are going to be there, and big-name speakers, people like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. A lot of people are going to be there, but apparently you're calling with an exclusive, a world-exclusive announcement here tonight?
I do. Do you want me to go with the big news first?
Oh, let's save the big news for the
speakers.
Save the big news for last.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. We have Judy Aaron from the National Home Education Legal Defense, in keeping with our education theme for Saturday. We have Charlie Arlinghouse, who's the president of the free market think tank, the Josiah Bartlett Center. He's well-versed in all the problems going on in New Hampshire with the education systems.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Iyer, who's the head of Bureau Crash.
I believe it's pronounced Air.
Air.
Pete
Air.
I've messed it up so many times in front of him, so that's how I've learned. You know, I've learned the hard way, basically. Pete Aaron.
And now he'll
great guy.
He'll be yelling at me next week.
Yeah, but he's a great guy. Very cool. And Bureau Crash is an awesome organization.
And the big news, the one who's not on the website as of yet, this is the announcement, is Boston Tea Party, otherwise known as Kenneth Royce, who's the head of the Free State Wyoming Project, he'll also be speaking at the Free State Project Liberty Forum. Yeah.
This is a shocking announcement. Boston Tea Party. Nobody outside of the Liberty community really knows who this guy is. Why don't you explain, Chris, who is Boston Tea Party?
Boston Tea Party is an author. He's written many books on guns. He's written a book called Boston's Gun Bible that's well-regarded within the Second Amendment community. He's also written some fiction books as well. And he was actually the 5,000th person to join the Free State Project back in the days before the vote. And the vote did not go, it was basically between Wyoming and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I wasn't around during that time, so I don't know anything of the stuff going on. He did not decide to come to New Hampshire, and he started something called the Free State Project Wyoming. And
yes.
Him and a bunch of people are now moving to Wyoming trying to set up a second free state.
And as I recall, and I have to say, I've read one of Boston's books. It was called You and the Police. Actually, I think I've read two of them, another one, Bulletproof Privacy. And it was really good information. I highly recommend the You and the Police book. It's probably really out of date today, but even so, it gave me some real good info on dealing with the police back before I was even heavily involved in the Liberty Movement. So it was kind of my first primer on interacting with the cops. It's the book that taught me about the difference between contact, detention, and arrest. Some really good information there. But I remember there being some bad blood between Boston Tea Party and the Free State Project when he went off and started Free State Wyoming. It seemed to be kind of there was a little bad blood. You say you don't know much about that, Chris. And clearly, I guess it's cleared up at this point because he's going to be a speaker at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I believe there might even still be some bad blood, but I wasn't around during that time. And one of the theme of this year is many paths to liberty, whether it be civil disobedience or whether you be political or, agorist, whatever you are. And I figured, why not reach out to someone who we might have some differences, but I wasn't involved. I don't know, the guy personally. I have nothing against him. He's well known on guns. We have a lot of Second Amendment people coming with Dick Heller and such. I figured, why not invite him? And he was happy. He said he'd be glad to show up.
Well, I for one welcome the competition. I mean, I think that if we have two Free State Projects, and I've heard there's also a Free State Project Europe as well, you're also going to have somebody there from that organization. I don't have it in front of me. The organization promoting people moving onto like a sea platform or some sort of ship.
Seasteading.
So there will be other options being promoted here at this Free State Project event, which is very interesting. So you essentially are bringing in your competition to talk at your events. Unique approach.
And I mean, many of us agree that the free market should rule, right? Why not invite them and may the best project win, and hopefully it's all three of them win.
And that's a good point. So, hey, has the speaker list been filled out completely? Or are you still waiting to announce another keynote speaker? You got some other irons in the fire out there, Chris?
I have three irons in the fire right now. The Friday night speaker, I'm hoping to confirm this coming week. I was told they asked me, please, could they confirm after Christmas? So I'm going to try to do that. And our closing speaker, I'm working on two different people. Both are big names, both are well known, and it's just coming down to timing and they're checking their schedule. So hopefully I can call again next week with even better news.
All right. We look forward to hearing from you. Any other thoughts tonight, Chris?
Just wanted to say, Barry was just on. It was great. Barry spoke last year.
Yes.
It was well-regarded. Lots of people loved it. And people have seen the film. Someone was filming his speech at the Free State Project, and someone recently just joined the Free State Project after finding out about the Free State Project from Barry's speech. They saw the URL on the background, Googled us, found out about us, and now they're joining, and they're ready to move.
Fantastic.
So thank you, Barry.
Yeah, that background thing that you have, that essentially it's a banner that has Free State Project repeated on it several times. That was probably a pretty good investment, I would say.
Yeah, there's another guy who saw it behind Ron Paul.
that has
just moved recently.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris, for the update. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
One quick thing was we now, a lot of people have asked for, hey, I can't come the whole weekend. I can only come Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a la carte. So if someone wants to just come for Saturday or just for a Friday night dinner or the Saturday night dinner, a la carte is now open and they can join and they can use the FTL code to get a 10% discount.
Very cool. Thank you, Chris, for the update. Chris Lawless from the Free State Project, the man organizing the 2009 Liberty Forum, which we've talked a lot about and we will continue to talk about, and we will be broadcasting live. Again, thank you for the call tonight. To get more information on that, go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and we will see you there as we continue with your calls. Richard in Austin, listening on somewhere. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. I just want to thank you for having Mr. Barry on earlier. I didn't catch his last name.
Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Yeah, he did a good job because he's really risking his life. And if more people put themselves on the lines and, you know, went against the powers that be in the organization, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in.
No doubt about it.
More of our medical profession, the pedophile priests, and, you know, everybody who watched all these atrocities go down. My favorite are the generals that are allowing all these black operations to go down and these special force people. If more people at the top would police themselves at the top, because you can't expect the lower ranks, you know, to put everything on the line every time. But you guys are bringing out that real, real good, and I appreciate that. And
well, the problem is the top of the ranks in the police departments, many of them are completely corrupt, so they don't police anything. They're in on the game.
But even those who are corrupt, you know, like people like Ron Paul, he's at the top. He's not corrupt. Those who, they're just people who are just too afraid, even if they're not corrupt.
Yeah.
They need to get a heart. They need to realize that there won't be a generation after this one if they stay afraid.
Man, we definitely need more people with the courage level of Barry Cooper. There's no doubt about that.
Right, and it has to start at the top, the middle. You know, everybody in uniform seems to be letting us down. I listen to nurses, and, you know, they call in all the time and say they won't give their kids vaccines, but they give thousands of vaccines to other kids. You know, the list goes on and on. Corrupt police, everybody. You know, I work for TxDOT. TxDOT's corrupt. I'm not afraid to call in and say it, because when you got something like the toll roads going all over the country, you'd be a fool not to say anything. It's just because you work for somebody, you're not going to say anything. I mean, that's a sheer way to destruction. But anyway, thank you. And you guys, I said last week I wanted to compliment you guys where you guys work together. There's never no dead air between you. And,
thank you, sir. I really appreciate the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, and maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. If you've yet to vote for us in this, the first month of 2009, January, it's only a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. And if you like the show, it's an easy way to help show your support. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It's not sold or spammed. It's only used for verification purposes. Make sure you're a real-life human being, not some sort of robot voter. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live, and we would really appreciate that. But again, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Scotty listening in Austin. Scotty, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just going to say that, I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, we have the greatest government that's ever been in the history of the world, and it's been lobbied out from under us by people from Israel's special interests and big corporations, and I don't blame them for doing it. I blame the people, the American people, for being stupid enough to let them do it. You see what I mean?
They're the ones that let it happen. You're right. If the American people
could wake up and be smart all of a sudden. Now, listen.
It's going to take a little bit of time for people to wake up, that's for sure. But you're right. If the American people had rejected the first regulation, if they'd rejected the first tax and continued to reject them after that point, then we'd be all right today. But they didn't. Well, they let it happen, and they let it happen again to the thousandth degree. And now we have a $3-plus trillion federal government, and who knows how many trillions in state governments. And it's just regulations never end. The rules never stop coming. The enforcement continues to become more tyrannical, and you're absolutely right. You only need to
Revolution
look any further
started
than the mirror to look at the problem.
Okay, thank you. The American Revolution started over 3% tax on tea. My God, look what they're doing to us now, speaking of taxes.
Yep, that's exactly true. If you look at the tax burden that was on the average colonist at that time, it was nothing compared to the taxes that we've allowed to be heaped on us at this point.
Nothing.
Thank you, Scotty, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dan in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had some questions about maybe doing some amateur radio, and you guys are kind of experts having built Free Talk Live kind of from the ground up.
Right. We're the biggest amateur radios out there, amateur radio guys out there.
No, I wouldn't say that you're amateur radio now by any means, but at one point it had to start kind of at that level. I mean, you guys didn't just walk into a 100-watt broadcast station and start doing your thing.
Well, I'll put you down now in the column of people that don't think we're in amateur radio.
So when you say amateur radio, what do you mean, ham radio, or what do you mean by that?
No. Well, I mean, really, I'm talking about like pirate radio.
Oh, okay.
But the idea would be to use like kind of a canned audio source, either an internet stream or.
Yes, are you still there, Dan?
Perhaps he needs a more reliable connection before he starts.
Get to work on that phone line thing. He can call back. If you ever get disconnected accidentally like that, you're certainly welcome to dial us back. 800-259-9231. But talking about an audio stream, coming up soon, we'll be announcing a brand new audio stream on the Free Talk Live website.
We're making something just for you, Dan.
Yep, we're working on something that people that are running Part 15 radio stations and internet streams and maybe
community radio stations,
community/pirate stations, will find very, very useful, I think. And it's in the beta testing process right now, so I probably shouldn't say much more about it.
What does that beta testing mean? Where did that terminology come from? What is alpha testing?
I believe there is an alpha testing. I don't know if it's ever really... I think that beta testing is usually open to the public. Or not to the public, rather, but it's open to people outside of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong about this. So if somebody, some software expert is listening and wants to correct me, please, 800-259-9231. But it's my understanding that when you're developing software, you have an alpha testing that's internal, and then you move to a public beta test, or rather a beta test where you invite certain people to test, and then you can go to a public beta, which is where anybody can test it, but it's still not in its finalized form. And so, does that make sense?
I suppose. And then, why wouldn't the next test after beta be like Chi or Kappa or whatever comes after that?
Does come after beta? I don't know.
I'm sure that I could look up the Greek. I know I can look at Wikipedia and find out what the
third Delta. I know Delta's for D, right?
I believe that's
that
the
right?
case.
The hell do I know?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Let's go back to the phones. Who's this? You're on the amp line.
Hey, it's Dan again. I don't know what happened. I got dropped.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my question was, if I wanted to do something like that, use a canned audio stream and cover like maybe a 10-mile radius, like what kind of equipment do you need for that? Or is there a good online resource or a book that I can find that would help answer those questions?
I don't think there are.
And what kind of budget?
More there are books about pirate radio out there, but it's more kind of like a historical view on things. As far as hardware is concerned, we've actually created a forum now on the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS. If you go there to bbs.freetalklive.com, look for the Part 15/pirate discussion forum. It's a forum for people with interests like yours to meet up and discuss these very issues. There are already links there that have been posted that will help you find transmitters and antennas and hardware and things like that. But as far as budget is concerned, it just depends on how many watts you want to go with. I mean, obviously, the larger your profile, the more likely that somebody's going to report you to the FCC. So certainly there's some risk involved here, and certainly the more money you spend, the more money you'll lose if the FCC comes in and confiscates your equipment. But you can get transmitters pretty cheap from Chinese manufacturers. I mean, you could spend as little as a few $100, and you can spend as much as thousands. So it's definitely for somebody who's pretty serious. But if you are serious, the equipment's there, and it seems to be getting better over time. Like, the equipment that's available to people today is much better than it was a decade ago. And so there's a lot of there's some beginnings of these discussions going on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Cool. I'll check it out there. Thanks.
All right, Dan. Good luck with your project there. And for those of you that are just interested in experimenting, the Part 15 thing is kind of fun if you're a radio geek and you like this stuff, but you don't want to go and take a risk like Dan and actually possibly have the FCC kick in your front door and
it's
steal your stuff.
It's not nearly as likely as one might be led to believe. The FCC doesn't have a large enforcement arm.
That's true.
And by small enforcement arm, I think there are two people.
Well,
for this nation.
You're right. We were just looking at some of the legal ISTIC stuff. I think freeradio.org has an advisory document that you can download that'll kind of give you a clue as to what the real situation with the FCC is. Basically, if you're going to get into this, if you're going to do community radio or pirate radio or whatever you want to call it, essentially non-licensed radio, if you're going to do that, what you really need to know is that the FCC, when they come looking for you, number one, they're only going to come after you if they've gotten a report. So if you're being a good neighbor, as you should be,
Not stepping on anybody's signal. That's
right.
The first and most important part.
If you're being a good neighbor, that's the number one thing. You don't want to step on an existing signal. But number two, you also need to be a good neighbor to your neighbors. You don't want to, like, blow out their television set with your audio because you're running some cheap equipment that is not filtered properly. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that you get a low-pass filter in the transmitter that you're going to buy, and if it's too cheap, it may not have one. So you have to look for the right parts. You need to do your research before you jump into this, because if you just plug in some cheap transmitter, then all of a sudden you're creating harmonics, what they call harmonics, on channels that are, like if you're on, let's say you're on 100 megahertz. Well, there might be harmonics, which is unwanted audio, being transmitted on 200 megahertz and on like 400 megahertz. So you have to filter that stuff out. And that can be damaging to other radio services that are out there. And if you're being interfering with somebody, the FCC is going to be called.
I used to work at a radio station right under a tower, and I can tell you that near that tower, you couldn't get a single AM station.
Yeah.
Not one. So understand that that's even a good tower, a regular radio tower where they've filtered all this stuff. If it's too close and too powerful, you got to be careful.
Right. So you got to think about that stuff. And then even if the FCC does come after you, they're really going to come after you with a warning first. So they're not going to come right in and kick in the door. So there is a bit of a process involved, and there are some things you can learn about it. But more can be discussed on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Andrew in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Andrew? Hello?
You've got about 20 seconds, so go ahead with your point.
Hi, I was wondering if you heard about Obama. He submitted questions online to his website, mm-hmm. and the top one was about marijuana, and he gave the one-sentence answer, President-elect Obama is not in favor of the legalization of marijuana.
Are you serious? Was that what his answer was? I hadn't heard that
yet. That was his one-sentence answer.
What a jerk.
This is the third president in a row we know has smoked it.
It's amazing, isn't it? I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, but I thank you for the call, and thank you for alerting us to that.
That's because politicians really have no motivation. They want to stuff money in their pockets.
It was the number one question on his website, and he didn't even pander to it. More on the way Monday night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.